24:1. The earth is the Lord, and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. The earth is the Lord. Revelation 11:15. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. They are things that God gives us at this stage. God decided to give kingdoms, and the scripture says, and the kingdoms of this world have become. The kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. This is when we as the church understands that God wants us to walk in complete dominance and in control. What happened in Goshen, in the scripture, in the Bible, a land which wasn't theirs and became under subjection of God's people, and the whole Egypt was dominated by the system of God's kingdom. In Psalm 24:1, it says, The earth
is the Lord, and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein.
All right, in Revelation 11:15.
Revelation 11:15. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever.
Now, I want you to hear what the scripture here says. Now, it says the earth is the Lord's, and everything that is therein. Then the book of Revelation, it says the earth has become, the world has become a territory, not just of God, but the scripture says, now, the whole kingdom of heaven has taken over. This includes you. Now, before, it was just the Lord. But this time around, the kingdom has taken over. When we speak of dominion, most people in church think of spiritual dominance. Listen, it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that. It is beyond just spiritual dominion. It is leadership. It is economic dominance. Well, if God in his wisdom thought that you can have dominance without an economic impact, he would not have created gold, diamond, in the Garden of Eden, and then tell Adam, you will now have dominion in the whole world. There is something the church is missing. We were sent on earth, created and put on earth for stewardship. Stewardship of resources. Then sin made that stewardship to be lost because of sin. Now, I'm about to pray with you and to pray for you. But hear this. So the devil now began to promise the same things which belongs to you. And he created his own system that he gives people money, which is contrary to the system of God. God has his own system to bless you. God has his own system to bless you. And the devil has his own system to promise you resources as well. Now, I was sharing this on Friday. The devil has got the following ways of giving people money. Number one is the corrupt system. In this system, he will make a person to start having corrupt ideas in order to have money. Wow. And people do get money through those systems. Others do get money through those systems. But it is not a system from God. The other systems, temptation and compromise. There are people right now who have become prostitutes because they're looking for money. Through compromise and temptation, people have fallen in the traps of getting money from the devil. Some have even visited witch doctors because they are tempted to get money. So the devil has got his own ways to give people money. Now the problem is, people use Satan's ways to get money. And on Sunday they are in church. So I want to go to bless you. You cannot have two sources of income. God has his own ways of giving people blessings, of blessing people financially. There is nothing like temptation to be tempted. There is nothing of corrupt practice. God has his own dynamic way. And this is where the Jesus nation comes in. And God was telling me a few days ago how so many people will receive wisdoms from God. And this wisdom will be pure wisdom. This type of intelligence will come from above. And we are going to see a lot of believers moving in total market dominance, leadership, because they have put their faith in God. The scripture says the kingdoms have become God's kingdom and his Christ. For us as the church to understand dominance, what the scripture meant in Genesis 1 verse 26 and verse 28.
Then God said,
and verse 28, just read verse 28.
Then God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over everything that moves on the earth.
Now, that was the primary reason why we were all put on earth. Multiplication, subduing. But then, if you see the scripture standing against the temptation, because now the devil came and created his own system of mammon, where people must love money. People must love the created than the creator. In today's program, God told him, he said, there are so many people in church who have fallen under the trap of the temptation. Before I give them my blessing, they need deliverance first. Because their thinking is corrupted. They have fallen under the mammon trap, whereby money has become an issue where they are controlled instead of them controlling it. There are so many tempting things. And you're also in church and you're also believing God to bless you. Before God gives you his blessing, you need to walk out of any temptation that is not godly. You cannot have two masters. You can't have two giving you the same blessing that you're looking for. No matter how you are tempted, try trust upon God's process. You will walk in dominion from today. Church, listen to this. For you to walk in this dominance, you need to accept the mandate of planetary dominion. This involves your mindset must change. As we speak right now, all you think it's you and your house and your family, what you eat and what you will do. But God wants you to start thinking global. What can I do that can impact the world? Tell your neighbor, you will have an idea that will become very big and people will know about it, because you are called for planetary dominance. Number one, accept the mandate. I always tell God, if what I will do it will have no impact in the world, I'm not ready. Because you called me to touch the world. I prophesy. Whatsoever you will do from today, it will change your community. It will change your family. It will change your nation. It will change the world. And this is what the devil does not want. Because he knows if you have that dominance, it means God has dominance. Because as far as he wants, it must be him controlling. So number one, you must accept the mandate. You need to pray for your businesses. You need to pray for your plans, for your work, for your positions, that God expand my territory. Expand my territory. Raise your hand and say, oh Lord, expand my territory. This planetary scope calls for influence in every sphere. This influence must be in every sphere. In governance, in culture, in positions, whatsoever it is, we need to have ideas that can change. Now, the last one, on for now, it's not the last one, but for now, we need to build foundations for planetary dominance. Are you here? We need to operate from the position of power. Even if only 5 people can receive this today, it will mean a lot in the kingdom. One time I was in my room and I was praying. I think I told you this story. I was praying. As I was praying, then I sat down. And I opened my Bible. And I opened that scripture. Which says, be fruitful and multiply. Dominate the whole earth, not just your family. That day changed my life. I threw my Bible on the bed and I jumped. I don't know what happened in my spirit. I said, God has called me for the world dominance. If it is to do business, I have to do business that can impact the global influence. I stopped. All my petitions changed. Then I began to align myself. I began to position myself with things that will help me achieve what God says I can achieve. If God tells you that you will become a lawyer, you can't just be praying in your house to become one. You have to start aligning yourself with the courses of law. Because you can never become what God says you will become if you don't align yourself with it. Imagine God telling you, you'll be a prophet, and you align yourself. You are aligning yourself with a pastor. You also become a pastor. We align ourselves with what God is saying. So God told me from the scripture that dominates. So I began to look at areas of dominance at a global scale. You cannot have global dominance when you are investing in something that only your community in your area will get it. Now, I came here to change somebody's thinking. We are going to dismantle, we'll break all systems of Mammon, and we'll bring in the righteous rule of Christ Jesus. And I said, from now I've changed my thinking and my prayer. Tell your neighbor, are you here? Tell your neighbor again, are you here? Only if the church can know what God says about us, you'll stop just sleeping in your house. You'll start aligning yourself where what God said and you can collide. So, God said to David, you will become a king. But he is not from the king's family. Because for you to be a king, you must be a son of a king. So how would David become a king? Because he's not from the king's, he's not from the royal family. Do you know what he did? He aligned himself with the prophecy. So he went and married the king's daughter and became the son-in-law. if God had just said he will become the king and then he just sits in his house, I will become a king, it would never happen. He married the daughter. I'm talking to somebody, right? So if God says you'll be a millionaire, you don't just sit in your house. You start taking small lessons to understand what is business. You start understanding things. I'm talking to somebody, right? Am I speaking to somebody right here? You begin to meet to befriend people. You start having friendships with the people who are into business. You start looking for important people. God said to David, you will become a king. But how would I become a king? Do you know what David did? Apart from marrying the king's daughter, do you know what he did? He found a best friend. Do you know who was his best friend? The son of a king. Some of you, God says you will be great. You will be a millionaire. All your friends, there is nothing like a millionaire in their mind. Your best, this one is my friend. But there is nothing at all. Every time you meet them, they even give you negative energy. The moment you chat with them, you start feeling like everything is collapsing. You even think suicide. That's not a friend you need. You need friends who will tell you of your prophecy. You need friends who will say, keep on moving. Don't give up. There is greatness inside of you. Just a moment. Am I talking to somebody right here? You need people who will take you to your prophecy. Not people who pull you down. Imagine you have a prophecy and everyone around you, they look you down. No, you need people. When I'm taking the bow, I'm about to score, everyone stands up in the stadium. Yeah! Not when I take a bow and I'm about to score, everybody's like, yeah, you can't. That goalkeeper, it's so powerful. I don't think you can do it. I don't need such type of a friend. I need a friend. When I hit the ball and I miss, they will still clap hands and say, keep on moving. And in Malawi, and if they're from Malawi, they will sing a song for me. They will sing a song for you. Tipe melele. Yeah! Yeah! Friend, when I am moving and it looks like I'm failing, they will sing for me. They will shout, keep on doing it, keep on doing it. You are about to score. You are about to make it. Align yourself with the people who will support you, who will encourage you, because you have a prophetic word. You have a future. You have a vision. One day you will reach your destiny. One day you will reach your Canaan. One day you will reach your mountaintop. Somebody shout, I'm here. I'm talking to somebody here.
Yes, sir.
David, his best friend, was the one from the palace, because he knew he was going to the palace. So I have to have a friend from where I am going. His thinking changed, because even people from the palace, children from the palace, they don't talk like any other child. Even they are talking, they talk like princes. You speak like a prince. David needed this. So he befriended a son of a king. You cannot become a king. You cannot become without understanding these dynamics. Much as he had a prophecy that he would become a king, he had to start aligning himself. God can say you will be a great businesswoman. You need business friends. You need to change your surrounding. You need to start learning about what is business. Otherwise, you're going to take your profits and even the principle for business and put it into a salon and do your hair. How would you take money that you're supposed to invest and buy an iPhone 16? There is one pastor. He told me, he said he had a certain amount of money and was equivalent to buy an iPhone 14. And he said, what can I do with this money? He asked me, what can I do with this money? I said, invest it. So he bought shares online. Shares online. Few months ago, he was telling me that money, now it is only $5,000. Now, wait a minute. So I told him, I said, now you can withdraw 4,000 and invest more. You remove your 1,000 to buy a phone. You see, sometimes it's about understanding. How can you become great when you are not aligning yourself with the business principles? The church, no matter how we pray, no matter how we fast, if we do not align ourselves with the business principles, with the knowledge, with the partnerships, collaborations, friends, will never go far. Let me give a very good example the way we pray. We all know how David was anointed. extremely anointed. But he had a friend. His name was called Ahithophel. And this Ahithophel, the scripture says, he was so intelligent that if he speaks, it was as good as God has spoken. So David, all you hear about is greatness. You didn't know that Ahithophel was behind the intelligence. One day, Ahithophel defected from David. And he went in the camp where the enemies of David were. David, on that day, he cried and he said, I am doomed. No matter how anointed he was, but he can't compete with wisdom. You didn't hear me. Why did he complain? He said, if this man who advised my enemies, I am finished. Because he understood that no matter how powerful he was with God, no matter how anointed he was, but if one wisdom is against you, you are finished. So David prayed that may that wisdom change from wisdom to foolishness. Because I cannot compete with wisdom. He understood the power of collaboration with wisdom. I'm talking to somebody here. So don't just speak in tongues. Don't just fast. Align yourself with knowledge. Align yourself with intelligence. Align yourself with the people who will take you to your destiny.
Yes, sir.
So David aligned himself with Ahithophel of wisdom. He aligned himself with Jonathan, the king's son from the palace. He aligned himself by marrying king's daughter. Not only that, he also aligned himself with the prophet Samuel. How can he remain the same? But imagine, it's just you. Just take each other, 3-4 guys in church. Just pick each other. All of you just, we are going to the mountain to pray. You go there, ba 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 ba. You come from there as in a group like that. No sharing skill. No sharing wisdom. Next week again we are coming. The walls of Jericho must collapse. Now, tell your neighbor we are going far. Tell your neighbor we are cruising nicely. Tell your neighbor we are cruising nicely. If there is a year, we must extremely be very wise. It is this year. As we pray today, our prayers must be, I align myself with the right people around me. I align myself with the wisdom of God that will help me achieve what God says I will achieve. I align myself with the resources, with the finances. I want you to make a prayer, because you will never become it without aligning yourself. This will help you to have the planetary dominance, because God wants us to dominate.